This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The ADA and the AHA and the ACS, you know, American Cancer Society, they literally promote the very things that cause the diseases that they claim to be trying to fight.
The Health Ranger Report.
They actually give people advice that worsens their disease. It's unbelievable.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I want to encourage you to make an economic choice here and to punish those who are destroying America by creating hatred and division at every turn, those who are trying to divide and conquer America and achieve a political goal through hatred and division, and that is Hollywood and the deranged Hollywood left. And as we saw recently at the Emmy Awards, Hollywood has become nothing but a hate fest against people who love their country. It's a hate fest against Trump supporters. It's a hate fest against conservatives. It's a hate fest against Christians. Hollywood has become a hub of hatred and intolerance, and it's time to stop going to Hollywood movies, right? Stop renting their movies on Amazon, let's say. Stop buying their DVDs. You know, unless it's let's say a star that is more holistic and more rational in terms of their inclusiveness. But a good example of that would be Mark Wahlberg. You know, Mark Wahlberg is not an anti-American hater. He's not a lunatic leftist. In fact, he probably finds it hard to survive in Hollywood given all the left-wing lunacy that he encounters at every turn. So, yeah, you can go see a movie by Mark Wahlberg. You should reward those stars and producers and so on who are not using their movies to attack America and attack patriotism and attack conservatives or Christians at every opportunity. So vote with your dollars. You know, I've always said that this is a wonderful free market strategy, and we've used it before on the GMO labeling issue. We've encouraged people, stop buying food from companies that oppose GMO labeling, such as Kellogg's, you know, and really, Campbell's. Well, Campbell's has actually come around a little bit on that issue, not on GMOs, but other toxic chemicals that they're labeling. But my point is, you always have a vote when you're buying something or refusing to buy something. So you can use your dollars as voting mechanisms. And now it is time to vote against the lunatic liberal ideology of Hollywood. These people have lost their minds. I mean, they've literally lost their minds. It's and you know, not every one of them. There are some actors who have come out of the closet as conservatives now. You have to have courage. You have to be willing to risk your entire career to come out of the closet now and say that you support the Constitution. It's unbelievable that it has come to this. Because Hollywood has become a cabal of anti-American hatred and intolerance and exclusionary division and identity politics. They're just seething with hatred. You know, even at the Emmys and other late night comedy shows, they think they're writing jokes to attack Trump or jokes against conservatives. They're not jokes. It's just hatred. It's just spewing hatred and thinking it's funny when it's not even funny at all. You people aren't funny. I'm talking to the Hollywood leftists. You're not funny at all. You're just kind of sick. You're kind of mentally deranged, actually, and I'm not going to support you anymore. I mean, my whole life, you know, I've supported movies. You know, we all want some entertainment. We've paid to go see movies. We've purchased, you know, in our younger years, maybe comic books. But Marvel, owned by Disney now, has become just a radical left wing, just a bunch of libtard ideology. Even DC Comics. They had Superman protecting illegal aliens from immigration services. Now, what, Superman doesn't agree with borders anymore? Really? That's DC Comics. They think Superman should be a globalist now and that countries don't have the right to defend themselves. Boy, that's such a far cry from what Superman used to be in the early days of the comics. He was fighting Nazis. Now he's fighting to end borders and to reward illegal immigrants who want to bypass the laws and not stand in line, not wait their turn, not go through the legal immigration process, and so on. It's sickening. And these movies, these actors, who is this Jennifer Lawrence? Is that her name? I don't know the names of any of these people. I think it's Jennifer Lawrence. She was in this movie called Mother, which is just this insane ranting of lunatic leftists on drugs. The movie makes no sense. It's earned an F rating. You know, it was highly touted because it was a rant against Christians and a rant against men, and it was supposed to be about, you know, women are so abused and underprivileged and all this stuff. It was just this lunatic ranting of nonsense from Jennifer Lawrence, whose career is probably over at this point since she's just gone off the deep end. But it's why would you want to reward that kind of stuff? And the sexual deviancy now in Hollywood is out of control. I mean, Disney is making movies for kids with like gay and lesbian sex scenes in them. I mean, it's this is what it has come to. And practically everything out of Hollywood that's for mature audiences is just full of just like gay orgies, just every kind of deviant, weird sex fetish, S&M, sex toys, raining dildos on the set. I mean, everything you can imagine. It's just everything they do now has to have like a weird gay sex scene in it. Everything, especially from the Wachowski brothers who I guess they call themselves the Wachowski sisters now. They created the movie The Matrix, and then they decided they were women, even though they're not women. You look at them, you're not like, those are women. No. These are brothers. They look like men wearing women's wigs at this point. And, you know, hey, as a libertarian, I say, you want to dress up as a woman? That's your deal. Go for it. But then they're pushing this transgenderism through all their movies and all their programs on Netflix and Hollywood and everywhere else. So it's the pushing of this. You see, as a libertarian, I don't care what you are as an adult. I don't care about your sexual orientation or your weird sexual habits or preferences or whatever. If you want to think you're a man or a woman or a wildebeest, that's up to you. But don't push it on the children, for God's sake. Disney has become toxic to children. DC Comics has become toxic to children. Marvel has become toxic to children. They've even ruined Star Wars. Disney ruins everything. And Disney, of course, was founded by a pedophile. You know, a child-loving pedophile, as they might describe themselves. Just weird, deviant people that prey upon children. That's what Disney was founded on, and that's what it's now, you know, it's really coming out now in the Disney films. They ruin everything. So just reject all this garbage. Reject it. Don't give them any more money. Don't go see movies anymore. Tell them no. Don't rent the movies. Don't stream the movies. Don't pay money to these movie people. And just don't watch their sick, demented stuff. That's my take on that. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams, Health Ranger here. Hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.